Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Daylight is so close, so don't you worry about a thing. We're gonna be alright.
7 after the hour, it's Doug, Jen, and Victoria. I will tell you, if you have not been listening earlier, I'm a little off my game today, a little off the mark, because of the passing of my friend Dr. Joy Brown, who was one of the really great broadcasters of what I can say, sounds not very humble, but my era,
yeah,
our
your
era.
Class.
My class, yes. So Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine will join us later in the hour to reminisce about her and her career and what she meant to many of you who listened to her for years and years and years. We'll be joined by
this program, right?
She was on this program for years. Yep. Matter of fact, we have some, I think, bits and pieces of a lot of stuff from her that we will drop in here and there as we have time. Some of the conversations that we had, all of us had, with her on the air. We'll be joined in a few minutes by Sharon Miller, who has some information for those of you who are ladies that aspire to be small business owners. This is going to be very helpful information for women entrepreneurs. That's coming up in a few moments. Right now, you may be depressed to hear that the news out of Florida is not all about Marco Rubio winning in the Senate primary. As a matter of fact, I don't really care whether he, I said it earlier, he ran for dog catcher when I got my vote, if I was living or voting in Florida. Breaking news! Vladimir Putin was arrested at a Publix market in Florida.
Did he have the Zika virus?
He did not have the Zika virus. Can you imagine there's actually somebody named Vladimir Putin?
Who would do that to their child?
I know, right?
Come on.
It's terrible.
He
but
was a
at
kid.
A
he got too
age,
rowdy in the supermarket. Vlad, bad boy.
So he
Vladimir
was a young
Putin.
Kid that was that yep. was actually... Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I was going to give him credit. Like, if he's 40, we didn't know who Vladimir Putin was when he was being named. But, man.
Mm. Well, that would be a coincidence.
It's like friends of our family, they had a little boy who was born, I don't know, 5 years ago. And their last name is Cotter. What would be the one first name you would not give your boy?
Welcome back.
Well,
no, our generation, Harry Cotter is his
Harry
name.
Harry Cotter.
Why would you
really?
Do that? This is 5 years ago. The little kid is 5 years
Harry
old now.
Harry Cotter.
Yeah. Why would you do that?
I suppose the good news is that the number two guy at Daesh got blown up. Is that good news? Some people
it is good news. Well, you
sure
know, with ISIS, though, when one dies, they use it as propaganda so that a bazillion more pop
Nine
up.
More.
But,
right.
you know,
yeah.
this is a
yeah.
still a higher up guy. So there
yeah.
you go.
Okay. Hooray, hooray. The story of this swimmer, Brock Turner, who is a disgraced pig. He got 6 months in the slammer for raping a girl. You'll all be happy to hear he's getting out of jail 3 months into his term because he's been such a model prisoner. He was in a country club to begin with. He was in a county jail. He wasn't in a real jail. And the outrage that has come from him and some of these other similar occurrences has got the California legislature to introduce some bills there, Jen. Jen, did you talk about it yesterday on your local show?
Not yet, no. We haven't talked about it yet.
Well, there is a case got a law that actually I think was signed into law yesterday. Making prison time mandatory for anybody convicted of sexually assaulting a person who is not conscious. Why is it conscious? It should make a difference whether you're conscious or unconscious. Should be against
There's some gray area with the conscious part. I mean, when you look at it, the weird thing about looking at like the sex registries, do you ever look at in your area where you can point out who lives in your neighborhood?
Jennifer, but yeah, a lot of people do.
Yeah, no, I do. I mean, I think it's good to know who your neighbors are, especially, you know,
right, yeah.
if you have
yeah.
questions about that weird guy that lives kitty corner from you.
Mm. especially in your neighborhood.
In my neighborhood.
Anyway.
But, you know, a lot of sexual offenders can be 18-year-old boys who simply got caught with their 16, 17-year-old girlfriends by some parents that weren't too excited.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they have to add these stipulations in to protect in those cases.
Right. The bill that passed requires prison time for cases involving any of these victims. So Governor Brown is going to sign off on it. I guess he's going to do that. Looks like it anyway. But this guy got off on 3 months for good behavior. Give me a break.
And then the case this week, the guy, I forget what state it was. Was it in
the
Texas?
Other day we were
he got
talking about this.
A two-year probation.
Yeah, probation. That's it. He didn't even get any jail time.
Yeah.
None.
Nothing.
Zero.
All these student athletes. I'm so sick of hearing that term, student athlete.
Yeah. And that's what's frustrating is in the news.
You're a rapist.
In the news in the last few months, there have been two women who were out running in the middle of the day who were attacked and sexually assaulted and murdered. And we kind of look and think, oh, people think maybe homeless people or, you know, these creepy older, you know, pedophiles, something like that. But they had to start somewhere. And I just feel like not punishing these guys for something like this and then sending them off to college where there's even more women. You know, it's just
put a shark in the goldfish tank. It's just reinforcing their bad behavior.
Oh, man. All right. 13 past the hour. In a moment, we meet Sharon Miller. We're going to help those of you who want to, like Jennifer, be a small business owner. You can look up to Jennifer and be just like her when you grow up. That's next.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
Joe Kahn put his passions for food, people, and tailgating together and made a career out of it.
He sold his business and house, bought a motorhome, proclaimed himself the commissioner of tailgating, and hit the road. Why'd he do it, and what did he learn?
I wanted to do a television show. I wanted to see if I could live in a motorhome. When I started this and I went to every stadium in the NFL in 1996, I really found what tailgate is about. Just meeting people, talking with people, eating a lot of food, and making a lot of friends.
How can you turn your passion into a living?
Joe sought out sponsors early on to help fund his endeavor. As his popularity grew, so did his opportunities.
Find your niche, find a way to fund it, and build traction. It leads to big success.
Find big success at biggsuccess.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
Think green.
Harrison with you. How much time do we all spend allowing our imaginations to build small troubles into big ones, creating discontent? The young can't wait to be older. The old want to be young again. We seem never to be okay where we are right now. Many of us had it driven into our consciousness that life's a war, raised in families who expected conflict and combat, delivering messages to us like, this is going to be a lousy day, I can feel it already. Well, a contentious attitude always brings misery. I've learned that expectation of hostility breeds hostility. And if we expect nothing but pleasantness and peace, we'll find that life is not a war, and that people are not the enemy. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit happylandaudio.com. That's happylandaudio.com.
15 past the hour, Doug and Jennifer and Victoria have Sharon Miller, the head of small business at Bank of America. She's responsible for delivering business and personal financial solutions to the small business owners and entrepreneurs. So the focus is on women here, Sharon, women who are small business owners. What do you say? There's been a prejudice in banking, and I'm betting that you have changed that. Maybe that's why they hired you or brought you up in the ranks at Bank of America, to dispel the problem that women have borrowing money. That has been a problem, has it not?
Well, what we've found is in our study for women business owners is that a majority of business owners feel that they have actually the same resources, at least the key resources, as men do. But some women business owners do feel there's still disparities in certain areas. So, for example, 80% of the women surveyed said they did have the same access as their male counterparts to clients. So when you think about the clientele that they're going after to come in and do business with them, however, 28% of women surveyed felt that they do not have the same access to capital as men, and 25% say they don't have the same access to new business. So there are some differences when it comes to men versus women and their feeling towards the access to capital.
One of the things, though, that is noted, because you've done the survey before, women seem to be more optimistic anyway than they have been before, and maybe more optimistic than men when it comes to building up their business. Am I interpreting this information correctly?
That's right. So women seem to be more optimistic than their male counterparts. In fact, when they think about, will their revenue increase over the next 5 years and do they plan to grow their business, we saw a significant increase of women versus men from the 2015 to 2016 period, where women remained steady. They felt like, you know what, I'm going to grow my business, my revenue is going to keep increasing, whereas men, they actually decreased about 18 percentage points when it came to if they thought their business would increase or revenues would increase.
Let me ask you something to take you off of the survey itself for a minute, and whether or not you agree with me that women are better business runners, better at running a business, better at just most everything that has to do with organizing a business than men are.
You know, I being a woman myself.
You have a smile in your voice. You got a smile in your voice.
Yeah. Well, I would say that that women tend to be very good at multitasking. A lot of us have children. I know I have two kids. I work. You know, you organize your family. You organize your business. And so I do tend to think that women have the edge when it comes to focus and organization of their home life as well as business life and just finding that balance.
Okay, so what concerns do you have, maybe after reading the survey, but maybe on your own as the person who's in charge of small business at Bank of America, what concerns do you see on the economic front, the horizon after the election, next year, looking forward? What are you thinking about business prospects?
Well, I think in general, our clients, and I travel around the country speaking to business owners, and I think once we get past the election, you will see that uncertainty settle. So right now, there is uncertainty out in the economy. We don't know who is going to win the election. There's concerns around health care costs, you know, certainly around the economy. And so I think once we get past the election, we'll find that settling down and people can move forward.
Is there any particular type of business that you see with your associates on the horizon that looks like especially good opportunity for women either trying to build up a business or start a new one?
Yeah, the technology industry is certainly an interesting one. You know, whether you're focused specifically on technology or you're just in a business, we live in an age where you have to be, you know, technologically savvy. And so women business owners entering that field, in fact, we see in Silicon Valley only 3% of businesses and technology are started by women. So I think there's a big opportunity for women in that field.
Are there government incentives for, there used to be government incentives, like in the radio business, there were government incentives for women owning radio stations. Anything like that showing up in any particular field?
You know, I think there are access to resources, certainly, and any time you're starting a business, it's always important to meet with an advisor. So whether it be an accountant, your, you know, attorney, small business bankers, it's important that you surround yourself with a team of professionals that can help you, number one, get access to capital and understand how to start your business, how to attract clients, how to choose a field. So I think it's important that depending on the business, you consult an advisor.
Sharon Miller has 2,000 people working under her at the Bank of America.